everybody, and welcome to One More Day. Now, right off the bat, I need to apologize for the lack of an episode last week, as well as the less than projected quality of this episode. Every time we go to record, Addie hasn't necessarily felt the best, and I felt weird like doing it without her, which I'm actually am right now. She's in sleeping. We were both getting down to go to bed. And then I was like, crap, we still didn't put out an episode. Because every day I would be like, oh, we'll just do it tomorrow. Hopefully she's feeling better. That never came. So, you guys are stuck with me today. It'd be just like the good old days of the first like four episodes when it was just me. But initially, what we were going to do is we were going to talk about our 4th of July traditions we had growing up, some that we want to do in the future, and I would say our plans for this one, but Addie knows better than I do. She's sleeping. So, right off the bat, our traditions weren't necessarily the same. Addie always had a big party. Big barbecue with all of her like extended family. We didn't do that. We were very, I'm gonna say, centralized. So it would pretty much just be our immediate family, or and like boyfriends and girlfriends or whatever of my siblings. But nothing really super big or fancy. I do recall though that we always had a tradition of my older brother actually getting the fireworks. I don't know why it started or how it started, but he was like the fireworks guy. Now, he's not the fireworks guy that like drives to another state to get illegal fireworks, but he'd always get the super fun like little smoke bombs, obviously the poppets and sparklers. He'd get some firecrackers. He'd get the ones that did like little shows. None of the aerial ones. Or if they were aerial, they didn't go super high and weren't super big. So it was fun. I feel like that was the perfect thing to kind of grow up on. Occasionally, we would go to like big fireworks shows with friends or something, but not very often. We lived probably a half hour at least from the nearest one. So it wasn't something we necessarily did a lot because gas gets expensive. Especially at that point. But there was one time that we went. And we went to kind of like this 4th of July carnival, we'll call it, at a park. Me, my sister, and our friends. Because we were friends with this other kid and his sister. So it worked out pretty good. But we didn't really like have any spending money for the carnival, so we just kind of walked around and didn't really have much to do. It wasn't super fun. Eventually, it comes time for fireworks. We're like, okay, sweet. Finally, something's going to happen. And something did happen. This is very true, such as the people doing the fireworks didn't know what they were doing, and they had the aerial ones, but they didn't use them great, and they weren't getting high enough, so like embers and cinders would be like falling on people, and at one point it was like the fireworks were shooting at the crowd, so we had to leave. Obviously, I'm pretty sure everyone, I don't want to say evacuated because that seems a little more urgent than it was, but everyone left abruptly and hurriedly at the direction of the fire department. So you know what? That pretty much we were evacuated, if I'm recalling correctly. That was like maybe 10-ish. So once you get to that point in your memory, it's not super reliable. But that kind of turned me off from fireworks for a while. And growing up, I loved the big aerial shows. But as I got older, I disliked them more and more because they hurt my ears. They'd like stress me out. But a good story, I guess I should say, having to do with 4th of July fireworks, is one of the years when Addie and I were dating. Or actually, a couple years that we were dating, we would watch fireworks together. But it was really nice, because one of the years we just laid on like a little picnic blanket together. Just kind of cuddled and watched them go off. It was awesome. It was a really good night. I actually have a picture of us that night. It's one of my favorite pictures. Maybe I'll post that on one of our social medias. Speaking of social media, sorry, we're going to put in an ad read for ourselves. Well, me, I guess, to be specific. If you haven't already, check out Spook's Game on Twitch and YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Anywhere you can look, it's there. It is the channel that I've been doing for about 3.5 years. I put a lot of work into it, so I'd love for you to check it out. Possibly subscribe. If you have, awesome, and I love you. If you haven't, it would be pretty cool if you did. Just saying. Okay, now we'll go back to our regularly scheduled podcast that unfortunately isn't as regular as I had hoped, but life happens. Especially these last 2 weeks, it's been just one thing after another. First, our check was going to be short. And then we had to get an oil change, re-register our car, pay for rent. And already at that point, it was like stretching it. But it was like, okay, we can do it. And then, a couple of days later, our washer and dryer broke. So, we had to get a washer and dryer. Luckily, we found someone on Facebook Classifieds that they had just upgraded to new ones, and they had theirs just sitting outside. We got them from them. They worked fine. They were in like a smoker's home, so they stunk pretty bad for a little bit. I got those deep cleaned today, though, and been running laundry. It's been smelling good, which is nice, because we were all kind of out of laundry because we were out of a washer and dryer for a week. But that was all fine. It's whatever. The thing that sucked was having to move out the old ones. They moved in the new ones. Like, they just had two dudes coming in. They just took it over. It was awesome. But for the old ones, we had to get like a U-Haul. We were like, okay, you know what? We're just going to get a trailer. It was like $14. Like, okay, we can swing that, I guess. So they hook it all up, and they're like, oh, you don't have the ability to hook the lights up to it. So we couldn't get that. So we had to get an actual U-Haul truck, which on the side of the U-Haul truck is like, oh, $20. That's not $20. We spent 50-something, 55, just to be able to use it for about an hour. So that was awesome. We took the washer and dryer to a salvage yard, and I got to just push them out of the back of the truck with all my anger and stored up aggression, and it was beautiful. Because we also had to go to Walmart and get a handcart or a dolly and some straps, which came out to be about 100. So that was awesome. We're going to try to return them because we literally just used it once. And we need money. So we don't really plan on using it again. Sorry, I just had the hiccups. So we'll see how that goes. We're going to do that tomorrow. Oh, also, it is currently 11:32 p.m. on July 3rd. So, the hiccups are getting me. But the one thing I remember, kind of, I can't necessarily say it was 4th of July, but there was either 1 year or 2 years that my dad would make ribs like every Sunday. And they were delicious. But for some reason, I was dumb and complained that we had ribs too often. Which, looking back at it now, I just hate that I even did that. Because A, it took my dad put a lot of work and everything into him. And B, why would you ever complain about having too many ribs? That's just like paradise. And they were. They were so good. They were so well cooked and smoked. And I was a stinker. I was a brat. Deserved a smack on the back of the head. But I didn't get one. He ended up making some other stuff after that. And I felt bad. I felt really bad. I wish I could have ribs now. On 4th of July, we were going to go to a parade, but something came up. So, we were going to go swimming, but we don't know how well that's going to work. So, we're trying to find something fun that we can have Toby do. We got some sparklers, just because the nearest, like, big fireworks show doesn't start until 10, and he usually goes to bed around 7. So, yeah, we don't really want to deal with that. Last year, we took him to it, and he watched them for about 2 minutes and just passed out throughout the entire fireworks show. How? I don't know, but he did, and he was out. And he was fussy. He was on one. I felt bad, because to him, it was just kind of just sitting there for a couple of hours, and then all of a sudden, the sky just starts exploding, which actually was apparently relaxing to him, which is a little worrisome. Am I raising someone who's homicidal? I don't know. Only time will tell. Also, sorry, my thoughts probably aren't super coherent. I was, like, mostly asleep when I had the oh crap moment. So, I know you can already tell we're a little bit all over the place. Speaking of, so I went and did my sleep study test. You're going to talk about that last week, but obviously that didn't happen. And it was so weird. It was like I was getting hooked up to the Matrix. They spent probably my appointment was at 10 p.m. They spent about an hour hooking up cables and wires, and I had these two cannulas going into my nose, and one of them was like a wire sensor, which was really uncomfortable. And then they're like, okay, have a good sleep. And I was like, I feel like I'm being taken. So like aliens are coming for me or something. It was the most uncomfortable sleep I think I may have ever had. I remember 6 o'clock comes around. She opens the door. She's like, okay, good morning. And I'm just like, oh. And I was out of there within like 5-10 minutes, just still groggy, still not really waking up. And then I got to drive home and go to work. So I start heading home. I stop at a gas station, get some energy drinks, get home, drink two of the energy drinks, become super sick in my stomach, awful headache. Not a fun day, but whatever. It happened. It passes. Life goes on. A week later is my appointment with the actual doctor to go over the test results. And big surprise, I have severe sleep apnea, which is cool. And about every 2 minutes that I'm asleep, I stop breathing. I think it was I stopped breathing for about 10 to 30 seconds, which causes my mind to wake up. So, I only actually sleep for about 2 minutes at a time, which is not great, let me tell you. But hopefully I'm going to be getting a CPAP machine. There was a whole weird thing about that. I think she was like putting in an order for one, but we didn't hear if like we were supposed to call and follow up with them. They were going to call us. They didn't really tell us. They were just kind of like, okay, we got you this. And they went over the results and then we left. But I thought that was interesting, that I only sleep for about 2 minutes at a time. I also learned that, like, you know that phase of sleep where you're like going to sleep and you're not quite sure. Like, you could have a thought and you're like, oh, I don't know if this is a dream or if this is awake. Like, you're kind of in that middle area. I don't go through that. I go from awake to just out, which I thought was very interesting. And it really prompted the question in my mind, would having severe sleep apnea be better or worse if Freddy Krueger was an actual threat? Because on one hand, you don't super sleep, so you'd be kind of easy to wake up. And also, if I was, my brain was waking up every 2 minutes, it would hopefully be like I was just glitching in and out, and he wouldn't be able to catch me, right? Or would it be that my body is so used to the adrenaline it gets when I stop breathing that it wouldn't fully wake me up and I would just be stuck there? See, it's a good question. Would I die? Would I be like brutally murderized? Or would I be the victor? Let me know what you think. You'll need to reach out to us on social media. You can either reach out and send your message to Sick Day Studios, which is still a quote-unquote production company. I'm still trying to start up, but starting a company is kind of hard, a little difficult, especially when you're the one doing all the work. It gets tiresome. But Sick Day Studios, check that out anywhere. Also, we do have a Twitter and an Instagram for the One More Day podcast. I think it would be really cool if anyone who had a design for a new logo for us to submit those designs, because we want to start making merch and we want to start actually having a better logo than the one I created that isn't great. But I showed it, and she's like, oh yeah, okay. I didn't really have a lot of people to work with on it. So, yeah, let me know. Also, speaking about Sick Day Studios, I have another podcast called Legends of Athoria, AETHORIA. It's a D&D campaign that I did with my friends. We are hopefully doing a second season that's going to be very short. It's more going to be like a one-shot campaign while I work on this longer one and try to find a more long-term group. The group that I was in, one of them actually just left on their mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, who's going to be gone for 2 years. The other one is not super dependable. And if you listen to the podcast, you'll know who that is. We actually ended up doing an episode without him because it was a couple weeks that we were going and be like, yeah, I'll be there. And then he wouldn't show up the day that we were doing it. So we'd call him and be like, hey, where are you at? And he'd be like, oh, I work. Or I'm at work. And I was like, well, why did you tell us this was an okay time? Anyways, that was a whole nother issue. That was an exciting thing. But definitely check it out. It's a lot of fun. It is a pirate-themed campaign. A lot of funny things happened. You'll get to learn about what would happen if your mind melded with that of a mind of a tree. And you pretty much just had a tree's conscience in your brain. Pretty cool. You'll also see, or I guess hear, about what would happen if you swallowed a piece of a key and needed to get it out because it was disrupting your regular bowel movements, but you had a friend that had a ghost hand and could technically get it out. That was fun. That was probably the worst thing that happened in the campaign. However, the first few episodes, the audio is not the best. I was still trying to work with it because I not only have to balance my audio, but the audio of the game and the audio of each person. And more often than not, it would sound good while recording it. But when I'd go back and listen to it, I'd see that one person was a little bit quiet, one person was a little bit loud, and it wouldn't let me cut between the two. So it'd be like, okay, either I make this person loud and everyone else sounds normal, or make everyone else sound quiet and then this person sound normal. But eventually, we did get everything figured out. Everything settled. Sorry that I've just kind of rambled on for 20 minutes. You can see why the show did better once we got Addy on here. It's a lot easier to talk when you have someone you can bounce ideas off of. Granted, I do stream Monday through Friday and put out new YouTube videos Monday through Friday. That's youtube.com/spooksgame, SPOOKSGAME. Definitely check it out, because that would be really cool if you subscribed. That would be awesome. Anyways, and I stream on there, and I talk to myself for hours, so I don't know why it's different. I guess maybe it's different because I guess while I'm playing a game, I'm able to commentate. Is that the right word? Yeah, because they're commentators. Commentate on the game and the gameplay or things that happen. So I guess that's what makes it a little easier. I feel bad saying it, but I'm going to make Addy record tomorrow. We were supposed to do it today. And then just... things happen. Life happens, unfortunately. But hopefully we can get it while Toby's napping tomorrow. Because I don't have to work, which is pretty nice. But it's paid, which is also really nice. So, thank you guys all so much for joining me. I know my rambling probably wasn't the most exciting or fun thing. But, no, maybe you got a kick out of it. Maybe you learned some things. Maybe you learned of some new content. You could check it out. That's awesome. I think with Legends of Authoria, I think we have 20-something episodes. Each one's about an hour. So, it was a lot of fun. I miss that campaign a lot. The last episode, I actually, like, teared up. Both doing the ending, or I guess the epilogue, as well as listening to it again. It was very, very touching. It was weird, because I'd never actually done a full, long campaign and have it follow through. Like, I've started on before, and then people don't finish, essentially. It's so good. Definitely check out Legends of Authoria. It's a lot of fun. Once again, first few episodes. I'm sorry. Once you make it through those, the audio gets better. But I will let you guys all go. I hope you have an excellent 4th of July, and I really hope that you remember the reason that it's celebrated, and remember the brave men and women that fought to keep it so that we could keep celebrating that way. Definitely thank you to them. And if any veterans are listening, I do speak for both Addy and I. We do very much thank you. We are very grateful for your service. I will leave you with this. God bless America. I know we've got a lot of issues right now, but we're still in a better place than a lot of other places. So, and the great thing about it is we can still change things. We're not stuck in a terrible position. There's things that can change and things that can always change. So, until next week, guys, I promise we will have a better episode. We'll have Addy in here as well. Once we can get Toby to possibly sit still for a half hour, we'd like him to kind of chime in, and he's fun to listen to just ramble. He's like his dad. Anyways, you guys have a great rest of your day. Be safe. Don't be stupid. Make good decisions with fireworks, drinking, and all that fun partying stuff. But until next week, everybody.